off.
So, let's do Tosis, then let's do the Ran, and then let's do the Mashal, what the differences are over here. Mother Paskins, Mishal Av. Orally, the Bundle of Yemia, Kamadami, Mishal Av. Tosis, Mashma. Shakaka Loka. The Impostic Bashiltis of Achai, the Parshas Vayishma Yisrei. Yeah. So that's what we pass, Mishal Av. That's what we pass. But then Taisa says, Uposak, I guess the Shiltis, Hegad Les Leila, when the father doesn't have any money, the Israel Ben, the son, does have, Chayv Ben Lozen Aviv. So then the son becomes Chayv. Chempas agree, Verach, so up until this point in Tosis, you'd say that that's the chiyuv of kibud av. That even if you pass in mishal av, the mitzvah of kibud av says that if the father doesn't have, so then it's mishal ben. But that's not what it sounds like when Tosis continues talking, because then he says, just started. Then he says, because the ben's no worse than anybody else. So, what that means is, Tosis is not saying that the mitzvah kibud avim says and if the av doesn't have, then the son's chayv to use his own money. The mitzvah kibud av is mishal av, period. It's just saying that the son has a chiyuv mitzad mitzvah tzedaka. The son has a chiyuv mitzad mitzvah tzedaka. V'oy, d'amini b'yishalmi, am Rabbi Yosi, halavai d'havyan, kol shmaitzi b'rili, halavai, all my learning, which should be as clear as this halacha, kehach, shekoyfin as a ben lozun as aviv. They were walking also Gav of Kanosha the Kara of Yonison. The guy came and kissed Rabbi Yonison's feet. I'm in my eye, what's going on over here on my lay. To Ombi lay zil tsoik bekanishta kalemar raisi loy. So he explained to him, you know why he's kissing my feet? Because I passed for him, Shiyase Kokach Shivarsenu Benoy. The Lashon is exactly Yasa Kokach. I'm asking that his son should support him. She Yasa Kokach means try to convince him to support him, I guess. So Amalek, my Lord, Finin Mar. What do you mean convince him? You can force him. Amalek, going to Koifin Bitmia. Amalek, Atzich Lakach. Pay which he loya data the Koifin. Pshita the Koifin. He told him, you know, the Baskin, Shiyasa Kokach, that the subject's important. We're koifin on mitzvahs. So we're koifin him to be mefarnes him. To be mefarnes him. The oid rai mishalmi, shavesi lamala. The Yishalmi, which Tosis brought on Daf Lamed Aleph. Tosis on Lamed Aleph, but Yishalmi, kabedi Hashem yehoincha, im yesh loim momin, chay, v'imav potter. Right, Tosis at the top of the Manal brought this. Mechoincha k'mayim mechoincha. Remember that? Mechoincha means whatever money you have. Mechoincha means mashachanancha. If you have money, you're chayv. If you're not, you don't have money, you're potter. But mashachain kain, that's kavidus Hashem. Mashachain kibud av v'eim. Ne'ogavim kavidus yichas mecha demashma bein yesh lehoin, whether you have the money, bein lehoin, whether you don't have the money.
What's that
like? Oh, so that what's that raya? That raya is that l'chayra.
If you have money, that part, just that one part. If you have money, then
no. Keep it up. That the Yerushalmi there is saying whether you have money or not, you chayv. Meaning, right, so the Yerushalmi seems to be saying like Tosfos says in the Flamed Aleph, if you have money, you chayv. If you don't have money, you have to go get money. Chayv lachzor al psochim nazunas al vivyasi moy. Go collect to support them.
What's the?
So it's a raya at lechayr that Tosfos is assuming that this Yushalmi is not only according to the Manomer Michel Ben, which means even the Manomer Michel Avas to agree to this Yushalmi. So it's another raya that even if Michel Av, there's still a chiv mitzad the ben. If the father won't have money, the ben would be chayv.
But what if that is?
If you hold Mishalav, that's what you have to say. Yeah. What? If you hold Mishalav, so you say, what's Yerushalmi saying?
Yeah.
It's saying that if the father doesn't have money, the ben's chayv. So it's another raya to what Taisha started out with. That even if you hold Mishalav, if the father has no money, the son's chayv to use his money.
This is saying,
there's an additional thing that's saying over here. That kavod is avich v'esemecha is greater than the kavod of shemei hoynach.
I have a father money. It's all whether I have money or not.
Oh,
even if
saying,
I don't, I have to do it.
That's an additional chiddush. Meaning,
again, so it's focused on the fact. The focus on the first part is saying that if you have money, meaning you need to use your money.
Your money.
That
correct.
One part.
Correct. There's an additional chiddush that even if you don't have money, you got to go find money.
Right. But that part, it's just the part that says that
collect
if you have money. If you have money, you have to use it.
Well,
I'll be shalav. What if you use it? Oh, it must be a case. If the father doesn't have, then I have to use it.
Right, right.
And then if I don't, and the father doesn't have, then I have
to
use it.
But how is that a proof that if the father...
It's just showing that
you, if you hold
mishalav, you spend your own money on
exactly.
It.
Exactly.
It's what I hold, or it's trying to prove that that's what I should hold?
No, trying to prove that everybody would agree that there's some... At some point, the Ben's going to be chayv to use his own money.
Good.
That's what it's saying. Now the problem
otherwise
is...
Otherwise you would have a problem. How does it apply? Bichlal if it's Mishalav or Mazit Mihon.
Correct. Correct. Mishalav.
The problem is what money are you using?
So... Right. Right. That's
because
right.
Because if it's... are we talking about... What money are we talking about?
Haincha. Your money.
Which part of my money? Everything and anything I have?
Yeah. Whatever it costs. I don't know.
However, every case is equal.
How do you have to spend anything?
The father has some money.
No, so if you hold Michel Av, so then the son's not chayv to use his own money. He's not chayv. But the Chiddush of Tosfos is that even the Madam Michel Av will agree that there will be an instance where the son has to use his own money, like where the father has none. Toys bring Mariah. You see, the Yerushalmi says that the son's chayv to use his money. How will the man of Mishalav read this Yerushalmi? Teretz says, you see, there is a point at which the son's chayv. Now, that's true that in this Yerushalmi there's an additional chiddush. That by Kabbalah Hashem, once you run out of money, you're putter. Here, you have to go collect the money. Okay, that's even more so. Even more so. But the main point is we're bringing Mariah that he's chayv to use his own money. We'll get back to this raya though, because it's a problem.
Well, it's somewhat limited because it's only in the scenario where the father doesn't have.
According to Madam Michel Ab, that's how I understand the Joshua. Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, so you wouldn't be kabedit
of
yes.
If the father had money, correct. You would not. If you hold Michel Ab, you would not.
So
this Joshua. No, Mehoincha is in the other pasuk. This Joshua is saying, Kabed is Mehoincha. Use your money to do mitzvah mechaber Hashem, and that's limited to the money you have. And the Rishami says, but by kivud aveim, you have to do even more than that. In which case, so hold Mishal Ben, shlam, you have hold Mishal Av. It means if the father has no money, yeah. So choice is alright from here. Now this thing about having to collect, even if you have no money, this we have to get back to. This we have to get back to, because this is going to be a problem. This is my Shos Kasha, really. But let's see the Ran first. The Ran brings some very good shmak of rayas to the nature of this chiyuv, which I already mentioned earlier in Tosfos. But the Ran really brings it out. Mishal mi. Show me at the bottom of Gimel and Aleph. Michel mi machilei umashkei mechabdoi. Who has to pay? The maskin, the maskon is Michel Av. The father has to pay. The kid in the Avdu, the kid in the Avdu ba'uvdo, oirule, oirule means that they, you know, they paska that way, the maisa. So, so that's the law.
Because they like acted in accordance with that.
Yeah, they act that way. Vichitema imkein tikshilon. If so, we have a kasha. Hod, we don't know how they can keep it. Ave im suure uma also evke chavim echem ba'ashkelon. What about when the Gemara brought a raya from Doma ben Nesina that he wouldn't wake up his father and he lost all that money? If we hold Mishal Av, the whole Maisa doesn't make sense. Teretz is a kol meimar the chim. What?
Wasn't it?
Who's?
Wasn't Mishal Av?
Who? The
he
son.
Lost, he lost
he
out.
He didn't get it. He didn't
spend money. Oh, okay, good. So that's what he's going to say. Because the name of the chiyam mean the dafka mishal av, what do you mean of the chvoidoy? Oh, I'm sorry.
You're on the.
That's a different term. Oh, we'll get there, okay. Ekalimim. The chiyam, he's going to say that it's on eventually, but not yet. Now he has a different term. The chiyam mean the dafka mishal av, what do you mean of the chvoidoy? Abakadei shaloy litzaroi.
What is that,
Yira?
What
yeah.
Is Lo Letzaro?
I guess so. Yeah,
what is Lo Letzaro?
So why is that an example?
So yeah. Also, does that
so what's
mean,
the answer?
Does that mean because we said that's every year is Yesh Kavod? Does that
true?
So, let's separate that because for the Kavod, you obviously don't have to lose everything based on this. Does that mean that there may be a separate Chiyuv of the Shimush B'Hon for Yira, which has no limitation?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Yes. Every year is covered, but Yira is still Yira.
It's the Yira part of covered.
Yeah, there's covered alone, and then there's Yira.
Yeah, but the covered alone, the person doesn't have to use everything. It's Mishalav Bichlav.
It's Mishalav. So that's his answer.
If it's a Yira, Shabakol Yira Yesh Bichlav covered. But if
Shabbat
the
covered,
so I have to break it up differently. You're going to say if the covered has a Yira element to it,
then you have to spend your own money. That's what he's being machalik. That's what he's being machalik. The problem is
year alone, not
any year alone. We said in every year.
No, every year is automatically a covered. But whenever it's shaloi l'tzaroi, yesh la'abed kamam in shaboilam. I mean, we find a similar get there by mitzvahs. By mitzvahs, I say there's a limit how much you have to spend. Ad choymesh. But by mitzvahs, I say you have to spend everything not to be over the mitzvahs.
Yeah.
This similar. The question is, and that's what the answer. This I think we saw. I didn't want to spend time on this, but when we looked in the Atzmus Yosef yesterday, I think he talked about this. The question is, according to the first Teretz in the Ran, how do you understand our Gemara by Arnaki? Because our Gemara is bringing Arnaki into the discussion of Mishal Av and Mishal Ben. Over there,
it's
Shalom Letzaroi, like not to be Sar, not to be Machlim him. So according to the first 13 Iran, it's not a Raya B'chal. What?
How are you allowed to at all?
Yeah, it shouldn't matter. Mishal Av, Mishal Ben, it shouldn't matter. I mean, you're...
You shouldn't be allowed to.
You're right. You just have to spend your money on it.
All your, the money in the world.
Your own money, even if you hold Mishal Av. So that's what Mishal Yosef spoke about this. What did he say over there?
There's an alternate expression. Maybe we don't accept that.
True, but I'm saying even in the Ran's first teretz, he had to have understood. No, but he can't even offer it as a teretz. But he hasn't understood that Gemara. Understood that Gemara. Okay, that's a question. That's a question.
And it's no question that Letzaro falls under the category of Kibbutz/Yira. I mean, if I can't collab with Sarah, someone else.
Maybe it's its own category.
It falls under Yira, I guess. Yeah, why not?
It's not.
It's not.
Why not?
I mean, It has to be something special own category, to right? Karen, as opposed to, like, I don't have to, yeah. I don't have to lose everything time it's you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes,
it's part of the mitzvah. I'm saying no. It's the mitzvah.
Right, so it has to be some aspect of you or Kavod, otherwise.
Yeah, but
there's no
the right
separate mitzvah to not mitzvah
parents.
I think
that it's a spit. No, maybe there is something. But maybe there is something. Because otherwise it's not for one, it's right. Maybe there is, maybe it falls into its own pedigree within the Kavod of Aim.
This guy did an extreme case.
Like, which one?
Story one.
Dabasina? Yeah.
It's got to fall in its own pedigree. One of the regular category of year recovery.
Let's pause for a second. Okay, Vaita, I don't see a teretz. The Atzmus Yosef, the same shtickle Atzmus Yosef that we looked in yesterday, he asks this kasha, he asks it on the Ran. He asks it really in the Ketz of Mishnah, because the Ketz of Mishnah, the Rambam, says the same Yisoyit. Because the Rambam paskins Mishal Av, and yet the Rambam paskins that if he's going to throw the son's kiss into the sea, he can't stop him. So the Ketz of Mishnah says, he pass Mishal Av, so why can't he stop him? So he says, so the Tzara is different, which is what exactly the Ran's saying over here on this Gemara.
So it does have, it's like a category. What's the gather of that and the makar of that, I wonder.
Right, the kash is, but the Atmos, the kash is, the Atmos Yosef's kash is, and that's, I don't think he's really answering it.
Why is that gather?
The kash is, if that's true, yes, if that's true, so what was our Gemara's Raya? From that case,
anyway.
The Ran's saying we pass Mishal Av, and he says, "I Doma Ben Nesina." Shlo Litzara is different. So Shlo Litzara is different than the Halchlimoy case. By us, Lichoira should also be different, unless you can split the two up. Waking him up is Litzara, but being Machlim is not Litzara. I don't know.
I would say the opposite.
So the Chora, what's the right? Yeah, another Rabbi, and the Kesem Mishnah himself is going on that case in the Rambam, the Arniki case. The Kesem Mishnah is saying the same chiluk as the Ram, but the Ram was talking about Dom and Nesina. The Kesem Mishnah is talking about Arniki.
No, that case of the Arniki is much. The more we look at it,
so that's a problem. According to this Teretz, according to the next Teretz of the Ram, it's okay. But according to this way of learning, which a Kesem
Mishnah.
You have to be mechalik in types of tzar. No, yeah, but the problem is, you're right. If I only had the Ran, I would try to look for some way to split the Dom of Nesina case from the Arniki case. But the problem is, because the Mishnah is saying this Yisoid, even on the Arniki case.
Yeah, and he's saying that it's different.
Because he's going in the Rambam, that that even if you only shall have, to be mat, if he's going to throw in your Arniki, you have to let him, because with tzar is different. He's taking on the Arniki case. So if that's true, what does Shaka Matar Gemara? So the Atzmus Yosef asks it. He says, Rav Yosef. He says, Rav Yosef Cairo. He says this, and he says Tema. He brings the Kesef Mishnah. Rav of Yosef Cairo. Yeah, and he says Tema. Im Kain, what did our Gemara bring Rav Eliezer for? I don't know. Okay, you have to look around more if someone else says a teretz. Maybe the Machna. I don't know if the Machna talks about this. Let's look quickly and then we'll go right there. This is the guy with the first teretz of the round. What?
Which case is his own money, right?
I think you need to be.
What? No, the Gemara is saying that it has to be. That if you hold Mishal Av, then it can't be talking about the son's money. The question is, why not? We just said, if you had to be a Mishal Av, Shalol Litzairo, you are going to spend your own money. So what's the Gemara saying?
No, so the difference in that case is
no example of that.
What? No, that's the next Teretz in the Ram. We'll get to that. Hold on.
That also should be a difference.
Yeah, but in this Teretz. Yeah, but in this Teretz, we're not really distinguishing between. Between. Right, like not getting it or spending it. But in this Teretz, we're not.
But over there, he does own it.
Yeah, he does. Okay, fine. Right.
we're not far. But 5 minutes is not far.
Well,
that's it.
Okay. Fine, that's the first terrace. Then the Ran says the second terrace. Inami, ki amina mishalav, and amina bedika chesun kiss. So that's mishalav. Aval hosam, I dub aminasino, this is your terrace. Avure rav chaba alma hava. Over there, it wasn't spending money, it was just giving up on making money. And that, even if you hold mishalav, you're mechuyev to do. And he has a gavaldi go right from our sugya. How can Ami mukhuk be gemara? The minin meis ve nemar kamriz ve vichos mecham ve nemar gadishu mehoincha. Malon mechasin kiz of kam mechasin kiz. Vi Ami mishal ab my nafkal emine. That was our gemara. Umefarkin the gemara answers nafkal emine the bitum alacha. So that's clear that a gemara is saying even if you hold mishal ab, you mechuyev to lose the money in bitum alacha. It's the same thing with dama menasino. Okay, ad kan. Then he says like this. Udar mina mishal av. Then now we get into Tosfos. Okay, udar mina mishal av. Lo yisuv dover heichad isli la av. So it sounds like he's starting off arguing Tosfos. He says that which we say it's only mishal av. That doesn't only mean when the father has money. Ela afilu lesa. Even if the father has no money, had ben lo mechayiv the farness of mishaloi. So if I stop there, it sounds like totally different shot than Tosfos. Tosfos said that the psak is he has to. Oh, but then the Ran continues. So really, they're saying the same thing. The Ran just brought it out.
Well, not really, because let's say his tzedakah money is 10% of what he earns.
I don't know, but they, well, how?
It's not enough to give the father everything the father needs. Now, if he would have to use everything, he's still got more money. Tosfos would say if he has to use everything, he's got all your money. He's saying, no, I have to use 10% of my money,
true.
I don't have to use
anymore. Tosfos says, Mitoris Saka, that's what Tosfos said. So,
whatever
that means, however far the Chiyuv Tzedakah is.
Right, that's exactly what I'm saying. But Tosfos didn't say it.
That's what Tosfos says also, Gedir Tzedakah.
Didn't we say that if the father doesn't have, the last thing of
the Yerushalmi, the end of Tosfos.
That's the Mashal's Kasha.
We'll get to that. 1 second. That's the Mashal's Kasha.
Yeah. He gets to the point that he has to make it means he's used everything that he's got.
This is the problem.
That's not
Tzedakah. This is what we have to get to. But so far it sounds like Tosfos said it's a chiv of Tzedakah. You're not chayv mishum kibbutz av eim, you're chayv mishum tzedakah. That's what the Ran's saying too. And the Ran has great raya's for this. I have a raya, the Ran says, that you're not chayv midin kibbutz av eim, even if the father had no money. Why? Because if that's not true, my parchinim the tanya malol mechesem kis of kam mechesem kis. What was Gemara's kash in the first place? Vom mishkachas of mechesem kis, but the less little av.
Yeah.
But if they have to come on to a bit of malacha, just say pashit. The mitzvah of aveim is chesun kiss when the father has no money. But nami that was the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara had to come on to an answer of Reuel Yarshoi. What did it come on to Reuel Yarshoi for? It means so if it would be true. If you're chayiv and mitzvah kibbutz av eim to use your money once he runs out of money, but the less ilav ben mechayiv mishaloi, hanaf le mina tuva. Of course he cares. You thought your money, now I'm chayiv to pay for it. Shemiav zirav nechosav is chayiv ul defarnasoi. So must be, it's not true. Mitzvah kibbutz av eim. Even if the father has no money, I'm totally potter if you hold mishalav. Am I chayiv to give him money? Yes, but that's mitzvah stoka, not mitzvah kibbutz av eim. But that's for sure that if the father has no money, the son does. We do force him to be b'parnasay. But that's mitzvah tzedakah. The lo yehi ela acher, which is the same words of Tosfos. Lo yehi ela acher. He's no worse than anybody else. Hashkan the koyfer al tztaka, and we find that you can koyfer al tztaka. That's the din. Bezin can be koyfer on tztaka on all mitzvahs really. So that is that. The
we should keep going though, because yeah, it's the next part actually touches
upon.
Let's finish off the round. You want to finish off the round? Let's finish it off.
Yeah, yeah, because I think
okay. Because I told you to stop here. You're right. B'yusham u'b'yushami Godo kovet av e'im she'dip ha'gadosh baruch yoytlich v'yidoi. Why? This is the Yushami at the end of Tosfos. Ne'ma k'vei zivich e'zimelcha v'ne'ma k'vei zivich e'zimelcha. But ma'ata mechabdoi me'hoincha. Hay mechabed Hashem from your hoin. For shleket ma'pashag t'chopeya. Right, Tosfos brought the drasha of mechoincha, whatever Hashem was mechanin you with, but not more than that. Right, then she yechuga ben she elu kol kabi na bichu bimecha. The apilu atim asayiv is a psochim. That's the drasha. Because of Rabbeinu Shimshin Bereishim Sechas Peya. You're right. And even if the father runs out of money, you have no chiv al kibud to be mefarnesin. Your only chiv is al tztaka. If that's true, how can you shalom darshi that you mechuyev to go collecting? Can I have a mechayev if it's in tztaka to go collect to be mefarnes the person? No, only what you have. You're not mechuyev to collect. So how do the two go together? So he says, no, our gemara, which comes out Mishalav, we'll have to learn that drasha klapei the bit of malacha. Just like our Gemara says that even if you hold Mishalav and you're not mechuyev to spend your money, however you are mechuyev to mevatel from your malacha. So over there it's saying a chiddush that even though that bit of malacha, so now you didn't get paid today, so what are you going to eat today? So you have to be lachso al psachim to feed yourself. But not that the pshat is, I have a chiv klapei you to be laksa al psachim. That's not a mitzvah of tztaka. It just means that since I'm chiv, I have a chiv klapei, keep it out of aim in terms of the bit of malacha shabbai. Then even the madam of Mishalav agrees that you're chayat to be about to your malacha, which might cause you to be have to be chayat al psachim, you're chayat to do so. So now we put the two gemaras together. Frek the marsha, Tosfos starts out like the round of some tztaka, and then he brings this to Yerushalmi. So basically what the Marshal says, he says, so maybe Tosis means like what the Ran is saying over here. He says, but Tosis is soisim. He quotes the drush and that's it. He doesn't say all this, the end of this Ran. He doesn't bring this out. So he has a kash in Tosis really, which it's not clear that Tosis sounds like a stira. On one end he's saying it's a chid stoka. Then he's bringing this Yushalmi that you have to go collecting. And Tosis is not explaining it the way the Ran's explaining the Chayra. So what's the pshat going to Tosfos? That's what my show is bothered by. Let's see it inside.
The problem is that it's very confusing how they present it, because I mean it just the flow is
in Tosfos.
Yeah, the father's
that's
money
the problem.
If you don't have money, then you pay. If you don't have money, then you have to then you look, and then you have to like to just shove in. Going, you know, being
Malacha,
into the Malacha. It's like, okay,
well, just saying that.
But it doesn't flow, because the flow is that, and now you're giving me Torah Staka. So much so that you have to.
Yeah, no, our Gemara will learn
that's
that.
Totally separate that we're talking about.
No, our Gemara will learn that the Yehudi Rishami, our Gemara will learn. Yeah, Agamar learned that Yushalmi is not talking about Torah Tztaka. That's right. Yushalmi is not talking about that. Agamar will learn that Yushalmi is talking about a case of Bit Malacha.
What's supposed to bring a riot to? What's supposed to bring a riot? What's his riot that he's bringing? For what?
Oh, you mean Tosfos?
Tosfos bring a riot that if the father doesn't have?
If Tosfos is bringing a riot that if the father doesn't have, you're chayv to tzedakah. And on his list of riots, he's bringing this Gemara. And if you agree to the if you agree to what the Ram is saying, that this Gemara just means this Gemara just means that when you're chayv al tzbitum Allah, you're right. It wouldn't be a riot at all. So it's all you're saying it's almost mukhach in Tosfos that he didn't. Hold what the Ram is saying.
The flow of Tosfos is that this is another riot.
You're
that
right.
Yeah,
that's a good point. That's when the Mashal speaks out the kasher.
I don't remember.
You're saying that. That's a very good way to say it. It's a very good way to say it. Let's see the way Mashal says it. I don't remember if that's how he asked it or. Let's see the Mashal. Zok the Hilgim Mashal. Oyrele. Never mask Oyrele. Ein laav mama ben yeshoy to talk about the farnas say mishaloy bkhule bkhule be oy vay mi yushal mi ad kan the shoy no divrayem soy sim adodi toys the soy sim himself the mamash cause him to khile the tsar of the farnas say mishaloy hay no dav kem yesh le ben the ein laav u betor it stuck first toys it starts out that's a khit stuck come before shbehje by rosh baran will of a sive. And then at the end, cause of raya som, they brought a raya, may Yerushalmi. The main la'av gamin leben, tzarech lachzor apsachim, jemitzus kibu. Umina, and from there we can prove that because you gain him yesh loy leben, they ain't la'av the tzarech lefanos jemitzus kibu. Right, I should speak out what Tosfos' raya was, like we said before. Tosfos brings the Yerushalmi that even if the ben has no money, has to go collect money. Why is Tosfos bringing this down? Because Tosfos is bringing it as further proof that if he did have money, he'd have to support his father. Oh, exactly. This is the end of the Ran. This Rash is the end of the Ran. V'teretz. L'may the Masakocha, according to how we come out in Argosugya, Nafkumin l'bitum Malacha, Hachanam yachikamar, that's what the Yerushalmi meant. Shemivatum imalachta, b'shvil kubarabiv, yitzok ha'gzob b'sok, b'shvil ha'tzmoy. Yeah, very good. Ve'ein loyma deman the army Mishal Av Moide the Ilesri Laav the Chayiv Ben Mishal Atzmoi. His Chayiv without the mitzvah stock is Chayiv just because of the mitzvah Kibbut Av. Dim Kenki Porech Av Kabbat Avicha Bechazim Kis. Look me the less Laav. Like the Ran brought a Rai on the Vadai, Bechuda Akan the Shoinai, Ukai Gav the Kotzav Rosh Varan Bishmoi. Aval, okay, so that's what the Ran said, that's what the Ran brought down. Aval divriyat toysu shalufanenu stumim b'chol zeh b'mokum shayi lehem l'foresh. But toysu doesn't say any of this. Toysu doesn't explain any of this. Toysu doesn't explain it this way. He just brings you a shaman as another raya. Gam toysu shonim kosu ahod ko'amar v'i omrit aviv lo mistabili luk medavka be'in l'lav. They're doyka the Ran's raya. That really maybe you are chayiv to pay if the father has no money. And the only reason the Gemara didn't use that as the case of Chasam Kis is because they didn't want to say such a case. But Tzorech Iyun. The way Tzvi is bringing, you're right. That you're saying in a very clear way. And the problem with Tosfos is it sounds like Tosfos brought this Yerushalmi, and that's what the Mashal really says.
You're right.
He's bringing the Yerushalmi that you have to collect money, even if you don't have. What's that got to do with Tosfos? Tosfos wasn't talking about that. Tosfos on the case when you do have, because the father doesn't. So we understand. Tosfos means to bring a raya if you have to go collect. So certainly, when you have, you have to be supporting it. So if that's another raya for the din, and the father has no money, even if he holds mishalav, so then you're chayiv to pay for it. So then, Tosfos Lechora couldn't have learned that only means bitul malacha. It just means, since you have to be mivatel malacha to help him, so now you have to go collect for yourself. Because if Tosfos learned that was pshat in that drush in the Yerushalmi, then it wouldn't be a raya to what he's trying to prove. That's the regular din, bitul malacha. We know about bitul malacha already. Our Gemara says bitul malacha. That's not a further proof that there's some kind of chiv stuck or whatever type of chiv mitzad the ben, right. So from the stima satoysus, it sounds like he's saying another ride at the ben's chayiv when the father has the money. But if that's what he's saying, It's a stickler steer in Tzitz. That's what the Mashal leaves in Tzarek Chiyin. Sounds like Tzitz is starting out saying that that Chiyin is only Chiyin Tzitzakah. And sounds like he ends up saying that Chiyin is a real Chiyin. Chiyin Mitzad Kibbutz. Chiyin Mitzad. Mitzad the Mitzvah. So that's the... Yeah, very good. Now, what we're starting is like this. We're starting the Gemara Vayter. We got up to the two dots. We're starting the Gemara Vayter until Amud Beis. The two dots. Maybe we'll stop a little bit before that. Before the Nasi. By Amar Ravashi. To stop Amar Ravashi. Just until Amar Ravashi. And then if you look at the Gilyon HaShas and Amar Aleph, the Gilyon HaShas by where it says Shom, you have the Gilyon HaShas there. Shom the Machal Oliyakre. Rabbi Kivegev really brings it on the earlier Gemara of Machal Oliyakre. But in order to appreciate what's going on, you need to see the Hemshech of the Gemara. Ayin to Re'evan, Megillah Chof Ches, Meralev, Divrei Maschil, Im Toimer Misanai. That to Re'evan we have to learn. But I cut it down a little bit, so don't worry. I took out a piece from the middle. And I also have a list of the Gemaras that turn into a few Gemaras you have to look up to understand to Re'evan properly. Short Gemaras, but just easy Gemaras, but just nobody's talking about. Well, yeah. So I'll bring it in tomorrow.